With the first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
And here we go.
Up NFP, this is Wes Bunning, the director of college scouting here at the National Football Post. You're listening to Draft Talk. We're up to our version 18, and we're going to switch it up a bit. We're going to bring in every week four of the best draft nicks, quote-unquote draft nicks, there are out on the world wide web to have a little more spirited discussion. So this week I've had the honor of bringing in four very unique guys. Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, the head draft guru there. Matt, how are we doing today?
Doing very well, Wes. Thanks for setting us up.
Not a problem. Thanks for being on. We have Aaron Aloysius from Draft Breakdown. He's also the guy that does all the awesome things on YouTube that you can look down all the breakdowns of all the players. Aaron, how are we doing? Well, Aaron's having some technical difficulties, but we'll work through it. Lance Zierlein of PlayTheDraft.com and TheSidelineView.com. Lance, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. I just want to say Aaron Aloysius has the best avatar going on Twitter today.
Well, thank you, sir.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And, of course, Jeff Risden of NFLsFuture.com. And we have to throw in RealGM.com. Jeff, how we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Wes.
Thanks for everyone for being on today. And we're going to get right into it because no one wants to hear me talk this entire time. Alshon Jeffrey, one of the most scrutinized prospect in this year's draft, and everyone's talking about, will the big 6'4", supposedly 215, 220-pound wide receiver run well at the NFL Combine? Is he a first-round pick? Is he a second-round pick? Heck, if he runs 4.8, maybe he's a third-round pick. We're going to break this guy down and try to figure out exactly what kind of prospect he is. Matt, I'm going to throw it to you first because I don't know if anyone is as high on this guy in the draft community as you are, and I like you going out on a limb, and you know, at this stage in the game, who knows if you're right, who knows if I'm wrong. So let's just throw it to you, Matt. Initial impressions that you see on tape as one of the best talent evaluators on the web of Alshon Jeffrey.
That's a ton of pressure, first off, to be known as the guy who's high on Alshon Jeffrey. You know, for me, and I'm sure the other guys are this way too, I look at 2 to 3 years of tape as much as possible, really. I was enamored with Jeffrey before the season began because of what he did in 2010. I mean, the guy led the SEC in receiving yards, bested players like Julio Jones and A.J. Green, who were top six draft picks last year. The size and speed, deep speed for me, were keys with Jeffrey. I think he's a long strider who maybe doesn't look as fast on film. And he's not going to time exceptionally well, but the expectation is a mid-4.5 40 would be exceptional for Jeffrey. I think he kind of became a victim of circumstance this year. South Carolina's lead running back, Marcus Lattimore, went down with the injury. Safeties started bracketing Jeffrey over the top. Very poor quarterback play from Steven Garcia and everyone else they trotted out at the position. He did have a down year, and I think he has to answer questions this week about his weight and about his legitimate speed. If he comes in at the combine and measures the way he did before the season, or even the 2010 season, I can't overlook this guy as a top 10 player.
Lance, I'm going to throw it to you next. You heard Matt's initial breakdown. If this guy comes in, runs decently, is in shape at the NFL combine, and we'll say, just to play devil's advocate, he does actually run in that, we'll say, low to mid 4.5 range. We'll give him anywhere between 4.52 and 4.56. Is this guy one of the, we'll say, a top 10 prospect in this year's draft if he can do that?
You know, I don't think so, but I also believe that different teams have different philosophies. I think it becomes a case of projection versus performance. But there's no getting around the fact that when the ball's in the air, Alshon Jeffrey is the premier wide receiver in college football at creating separation, you know, as he prepares to make a catch. You want to call it push-off, I'll just call it being clever with his hands. But I know this much. Mm-hmm. He's going to high-point it. He's going to get it. He's going to make plays. The The problem is, and that's great, and the performance from a performance aspect, you know, you factor in the quarterbacks, just like Matt said, he's had some major issues there, but when the ball's thrown, he goes up and gets it. The problem I have is when you look at it from a projection standpoint, there's some big concerns about projecting him on the next level, in my opinion at least, with ability to get off the line of scrimmage. I think press coverage will give him a little bit of problems, despite the fact that he's big and strong. And I do believe that speed is going to be a concern, because you can't just make a living having guys in your hip pocket the entire time. You've got to get some separation. I see a guy personally, Wes, that I think needs to stay outside the numbers and get vertical, take advantage of that size, take advantage of the ability to, you know, to go up and battle smaller cornerbacks. And I just don't think that – it doesn't mean I don't think he could be a player. I just don't think that it warrants a first-round value for that type of wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. When I watch the wide receiver position evaluate these guys as a whole, three things I want to see. I want to see, one, can they catch the football, which I think Jeffrey does as well as anyone, especially when asked to high point it. Two, can they create separation on sharply breaking routes? That's something I have questions with Jeffrey. And then three, do they have the ability to beat press coverage? You know, with Jeffrey, I kind of go back and forth, because I see some short area quickness off the line. I see some physicality to his game, but he just struggles to separate. And as Matt said, a bit of a strider who takes a bit to get up to gear. Jeff, I'm going to throw it to you. When you evaluate Alshon Jeffrey, this is a guy who we said probably has to play on the outside, more of the strong side guy who's going to have to run two-man routes vertically down the field with the tight end. Alshon Jeffrey, does his concerns getting off the line of scrimmage worry you, or do you think this is a big guy with some short area quickness that can beat press coverage in the NFL?
I think he's going to be able to have some success, because he is going to be just that much stronger than guys, so he's going to be able to bowl his way through a little bit. And you see Brandon Marshall is the same kind of guy, same mm-hmm. kind of build, same basic speed. I think he ran a 4.59, I believe, at his combine with a 1.62 10-yard split, which is, wow. You know, if Jeffrey runs that, I think people would be pretty disappointed. But then you're still looking at he's basically a physical clone of Brandon Marshall, and Brandon Marshall has not had a great deal of trouble getting separation on the short end. Now going long, you know, you watch the tape, and I've gone back and seen a few, and it did change from 2010 to 2011. He was able to get better separation down the field earlier in his career, and some of that was a product of having Steven Garcia as his quarterback. Like Matt said, there was a lot of crap that went on at South Carolina this year that you do have to throw, you know, into his corner and say, you know, wow, that wasn't really under his control. And maybe he didn't handle it as well as he did, but maybe he can learn from that too. So I'm hesitant to knock him on that.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting – one of the things that you see a lot now is the back shoulder throw.
Mm-hmm.
The back shoulder throw, when I was a quarterback, when I was young, that was code for throwing it to a guy who can't get open on his own. You know, throw it where he can get it and the defensive guy can't. That's a very in vogue thing in the NFL right now. And certainly if you throw it anywhere near Jeffrey, he's going to get it. So – you know, the getting separation, I think, gets kind of mitigated in that.
Aaron, I'm going to toss it to you. I don't know if you've done a video yet on Alshon Jeffrey. Have you?
I believe I have. And the clip, actually, it's listed as Alshon Jeffrey versus Auburn and Steven Garcia. As for most of the time, Steven Garcia was almost an opponent of Jeffrey in throwing the ball downfield to him.
So far, you've been able to take a good look at Jeffrey. When you look, and we're going to branch this off to everyone, but Aaron, I'm going to give you the first crack at this. When you look at the wide receiver class in the 2012 draft, we have Blackman, we have Michael Floyd, we have the Burners and Joe Adams, we have Jarius Wright, we have Kendall Wright. Where do you think Alshon Jeffrey stacks up in this year's group? And ultimately, what I want to get to is, where would you feel comfortable drafting this guy?
Well, actually, when putting together a mock this week, I really struggled with this. I know the sweet spot seems to be late in the first round, that a lot of people have him going to the 49ers. Instead, I put Reuben Randall there, because just with the tale of two seasons that Jeffries had, where as a sophomore, he really showed more explosiveness, I thought. He even was better at high-pointing the ball and beating defensive backs. I watched the Clemson game in 2011, and Cody Sensenball was able to twice beat him on those one-on-one jump ball matchups, whereas previously, I think those were ones that in the previous year against Clemson, he kind of dominated. He had five catches for 141 yards and a touchdown. So at this point, I'd struggle to put Alshon Jeffrey in the first. I'd have him maybe early in the second round, and not within my top five wide receivers.
Okay. Matt, I'm going to throw it to you because I remember when I evaluated this guy, I said something along the lines that when I watched Alshon Jeffrey, he reminded me a little more of A.J. Green than I thought he would. And when I said that, I remember watching him go up and get the football. And A.J. Green's not the purest of route runners in the NFL. Didn't do a great job on those sharply, even those vertical routes, creating a ton of separation. But he was extremely comfortable with a cornerback in his back pocket where he's able to maintain balance, collect his feet, and attack the football at the highest point. So I assume that's one of the major qualities you see in Alshon, why you like him so much. Can you talk about why you rate Alshon? And I assume you have him as your number one wide receiver prospect?
I do, right.
What is the difference between a guy like Alshon compared to, say, the Justin Blackmans, the Kendall Wrights, and pretty much who everyone else thinks is the 1, 2, 3 wide receivers in this year's draft?
The obvious answer is the size difference, and I think Lance alluded to this very well. We all have our own ideas of what a wide receiver should be like, whether it's a West Coast guy, if it's X, Y, or Z position. The wide receiver position is so diverse that it's hard to just rank every wide receiver together. Mm-hmm. Having said that, the things that you guys have pinpointed, his ability to high point the ball, are exceptional. Probably the best I've seen since Calvin Johnson, who, you know, was not used real well at Georgia Tech all the time. I think Jeffrey's just a player where if he's put in the right system to be able to go up and attack the ball like A.J. Green was this year, and he's going to be a huge producer, especially in the red zone. And when I look at wide receivers, maybe I'm unique in this, I want a guy who can score touchdowns, not move the chains. You can find possession receivers all up and down the board. You know, guys like Joe Adams or Jarius Wright, they can come off the line and pick up 10 yards. But Jeffrey can be a deep threat. He can be a mismatch in the red zone. They said, the ball in the hip pocket is one thing, and that's such a great point that he is able to adjust. He catches the ball very well going to his left and right side. Very good flexibility, can extend. I mean, at 6'4", he's going to go up and get the ball that corners can't. So there's just so much to like about his ability down the field. And I would gladly concede that in the first 15 yards, he's not the sharpest receiver. I would take Blackmon over Jeffrey in that area. But even looking at Blackmon, there was a lot of inconsistencies this year. Dropped a few balls. There's the off-field issue with the DUI. It's just a couple small things with Blackmon that have really stuck out to me. Whereas with Jeffrey, I think the biggest question mark is the unknown right now of how fast is this guy and how disciplined is he in terms of his weight control.
Okay. Lance, I'm going to throw you a bit of a change up here. We're asking these guys, who are the top, you know, where does Jeffrey rank among the top guys? I want to throw you, we're talking, there's some big receivers in this year's draft. Reuben Randall's getting some pub. Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech's a guy I really like. 6'5", 205. We have Mohamed Sanu at 6'2", 210. You know, sneaky quickness for a big guy. Among the big wide receivers, we're talking the guys that 6'2 plus that we don't think are going to run overly well. Which ones do you like the most? And then can you say why you would like them more than Alshon Jeffrey, or why you'd like Jeffrey more than them?
Well, for putting Reuben Randall in there, I mean, I assume that we're not going to include him in the mix because he's probably going to crack 4.5. So you want big guys who probably will run like big guys?
Yeah, we can include Randall, though. I'd like to include Randall because he does that have deceptive straight-line speed. And, yeah, he's got some giddy up to his game. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the reasons, I'll tell you, Michael Floyd is another guy who I like that a lot of people get down on, and some of the reasons aren't football-related. One of the things I look for is a highly competitive nature, and that's one of the things that I do give a plus for Alshon Jeffrey is the ability to compete for the ball. And I think Michael Floyd's another guy who will go up and compete with you for a ball, whether it's over the middle, whether it's a jump ball situation, whether it's late in the game. I like guys who are highly competitive, and I think Michael Floyd is a big receiver who's like that. I can't tell you for a fact that Reuben Randall is. What I think Reuben Randall has the elements and components of being a potential number one wide receiver with size and speed. Clearly was not utilized to the fullest extent at LSU because of quarterback play, because of rotations, and because of what I consider to be a pretty poor offensive system over there all the way around when he was there. And I've got some sources over there on the team who tell me that his work ethic isn't, quote-unquote, fully developed. but they say he's a good kid. He just never has had to work because it's come so easy for him. I think, you know, to me, I think Stephen Hill does have a chance to be a very dangerous wide receiver in the NFL. It's just very, very difficult to take a guy out of that system and project him the same way that Tamarius Thomas. I just couldn't get a real feel for a guy like that runs just so few routes from the route tree. It's very hard to see the creativity within the route tree from those guys because they're asked to do it so infrequently. Not a fan of Jeff Fuller's personally. I think Mohamed Sanu is going to run a little better than people think. But see, Sanu, to me, I like his upside potential a little bit better than Jeffrey because I do think he's more sudden off the line of scrimmage. And unlike Matt, I mean, if you can't win in the first 15 strides, if you can't win in the first 5 strides, well, good luck. And the reason that I don't think that there's any chance San Francisco would take him either is because they've already got Michael Crabtree, who has his own issues with getting off press coverage and winning battles within the first 3 to 5 steps. So I think, Wes, what I like to see is you don't have to be a straight-line burner, but I do want some suddenness to your game, and I want to know that you can shake guys off the line of scrimmage as well as you mentioned, make some people distressed when you hit your breaks across the middle. And you got to get that first burst separation when you're hitting those crossing routes. And I just don't see that with Alshon Jeffrey, and that's one of the reasons I think he needs to stay outside the numbers.
Jeff, I'm going to throw it to you because you highlighted, and Lance did this as well, highlight outside the numbers where this guy fits best. And we always talk about, you know, I really like this guy, but at the same time, if he doesn't go to this kind of scheme, and I remember when I watched LeSean McCoy, I wasn't a huge fan of LeSean McCoy, but as soon as the Eagles took him where he could play in space so consistently, get the ball outside, work the zone game, I thought LeSean McCoy, that was a perfect fit. He was going to be successful. Jeff, when you look at Alshon Jeffrey, what is the ideal situation for this big guy to land into if he wants to live up to the hype that he has coming into the draft?
I think, first of all, you'd love to have one of the new breeds of tight end like a Jimmy Graham to clear out space inside for him so maybe he doesn't have to worry about the safety, you know, bracketing him like what happened so much in South Carolina. But you also need a quarterback that's going to have time and is going to recognize that he has time to get the ball and maybe wait, you know, an extra step or a count or two for Jeffrey to get freer down the field. And you see that some with Phillip Rivers throwing it to Vincent Jackson, who's the same type of receiver. He's not Vincent's obviously faster than Alshon Jeffrey is, but, you know, he doesn't always get the cleanest of separation off the line either. One of the guys I like that Lance brought up, Michael Floyd, because there's another guy who's not necessarily the most sudden of guys, but he's a guy that kind of transformed himself. And we've talked a lot, and there's been, you know, everybody's seen the rumors that about Jeffrey's weight gain. And Floyd is a guy who lost a lot of weight this year and dedicated himself to reshaping his body and getting quicker. And it really showed on the field. He was he was much lither and much better after the catch, transitioning from a receiver to a runner, which is something that I think the bigger receivers, like we were talking about here, and Jeffrey in particular, that's not necessarily their forte. They're going to be guys that catch the ball, you know, maybe 20 yards down the field and are lucky to fall forward because they just don't have that ability to explode once they get the ball in their hands. So I think you need guys that can clear out space for him on the sides where he can get a little bit more room to maybe do something else. And you know, maybe he fights off the corner in the air and the corner falls down and he gets away and the safety isn't there. So I'd like to see like a shifty slot receiver or a Jimmy Graham type of tight end, which doesn't happen to grow on trees, unfortunately. I'd like to see him get paired with that.
Aaron, when you've said you've worked on some mock drafts lately, obviously just about everyone in the NFL draft community is working on that right now. When you look through, obviously teams that need wide receivers and have needs for a bigger receiver, especially that strong side guy that can play the Z with the tight end, what are some of the teams that you look at that say, you know what, this would be a pretty good fit for Alshon Jeffrey, maybe middle of the first round, late in the first round, or if he's that guy that does fall into the second, that he doesn't get too far because there's a lot of teams that need wide receivers early in the draft, the Jaguars being one of them, that just couldn't pass on him at some point in the second round?
Well, Jeff mentioned, too, that would be perfect for him with the Chargers and with the New Orleans Saints, with Vincent Jackson being a free agent and also Marcus Colston set to expected to leave via free agency. I think those both could be very good possibilities for him. I especially like the combination of Jimmy Graham, Drew Brees, and Marcus and Alshon Jeffrey, you know, working downfield.
Mm-hmm. Last thing I want to hit on, guys, you're each going to get one more point to make. Lance, we're going to start with you. I want you to put on your Schwami hat right now. We are a week from today. Alshon Jeffrey has ran his 40 time. So this is what I want. You guys can write this down if you need it. I want what you think he ultimately ends up running at the combine, ultimately where you think he goes in the draft, and ultimately, as a talent evaluator, what kind of player you see from him in the NFL. You got that, Lance?
Four six two. I'd say top 40, and I think he's a solid NFL player. And let me just say this. Sometimes guys don't look the way we want them to look, mm-hmm. and I think that's one of the things Alshon Jeffrey runs into is he doesn't have, you know, he's a little more round and a little more soft than you'd like, and he doesn't look the part of maybe Brian Quick or you see a guy who's more thin like Dwight Jones. But the fact is he's incredibly productive. So just, you know, for me, I don't really care what he runs. I don't think he's going to run fast. I'll probably find that out once the combine hits. Is he going to be 218 pounds? That's great. But if he is, it means that he got serious about it. Like Jeff talked about with Michael Floyd, I like the fact that a guy goes into his contract year, meaning, you know, his last year of college, and decides, I'm going to show you what I'm doing in my contract year. I don't really like it to come too close to the combine, because then you got to worry, was this guy just trying to fool me for 1 month or 2 months? So ultimately, Alshon Jeffrey's success is going to be determined at the playing weight he plays at in the league, and I think how he keeps himself in shape during the offseason. Does he eat right? Does he hang around with the right people? Does he take football seriously? If he does, if he eats right, if he takes football seriously, he's going to be fine on the next level. I think he just needs to get to the system that makes the most sense for him, but I think he'll be a solid NFL player.
Jeff, your thoughts?
I think he's going to run right at 4.6. I think he's going to get drafted in the first five picks of the second round. Maybe not by a team that's there now, but he's going to attract that kind of interest. And I'm kind of with Lance on what his career is going to be like. I look at a guy like Hakeem Nicks, who was another guy that kind of had rumors about pudging up before the combine and had some off-field issues that, you know, maybe caused pause when you looked at his overall talent package. He can be that same kind of player in the NFL if he dedicates himself and commits himself to be, you know, a 50 to 70 catch, you know, close to 1,000 yard, maybe 1,200 yard in a good year, 8 to 10 touchdown, but it's all on him to do it.
Aaron, your thoughts on Jeffrey?
Yeah, somewhere in the 4.6 plus range to 4.65, similar to the other guys, and somewhere in the early mid-second round. I think he'll be a solid player, but one whose production will come in spurts. I think you'll have games where he gets matched up with a where he's a great size advantage over a corner and just absolutely beats him down. And then you'll have situations where he's up against a lengthy 6'1 corner and he just really struggles to generate much production.
Matt, I gave you this one last so you can get the final word in since this is one of your guys. But Matt, tell us what you think ultimately Jeffrey ends up doing.
Yeah, I think I'll go backwards here. I think Jeffrey, best case scenario, can be a Larry Fitzgerald type player. Fitzgerald came out 6'3", 225. He ran 4.53 at the combine. The knock on him was that he doesn't separate deep, doesn't win foot races, and he's not sudden in short areas. And I think it's the same thing for Jeffrey. That's the player I see him being. I've been told by trainers, which we all know that could be very untrue, but I've been told he'll run 4.56, which is where I had him preseason. I think he will be drafted top 25. I think he should be drafted top 8. So what will happen versus what should happen, oftentimes a different story depending on how teams stack the board. But I think three to 4 years from now, we'll look back and Jeffrey will be one of the steals of the 2012 draft.
I like it, Matt. My final take on Alshon Jeffrey, if he's in shape, and these big guys, they do it to me every year. They don't look that fast. But once they get those wheels going, the first 20 isn't that fast. Once they get those wheels going, they pick up a lot of speed and they kill a lot of time. If he's in shape, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he breaks that 4.6 mark. I think he's going to struggle at the next level with quicker guys being able to separate. And I think guys that will be able to find the football will be able to turn their head, snap it around, and locate that back shoulder. But I still think he can play on the strong side consistently. And if you let him run vertical routes and you can line him up off the line and be creative with this guy, a lot like the Saints do with Colston, as you guys said, you can put him in the slot, let him run the 7, let him run the 9 and the 8. He's going to be able to be a player down by the red zone. I don't know if he's ever going to be a guy that breaks the 1,000-yard mark. I don't know. I kind of see a little, I'll say 700 to 900-yard guy when he's got things going for him. But he's got the size to win in the run game. He's a big body. He can win in jump ball situations. That's just kind of guy I see. Last thing I want to do before we sign off, Matt, I'll let you start it off. Tell us all the many places they can find you on the World Wide Web, your Twitter handle, and then all these links are below on the article as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. Very easy to find. And then at BleacherReport.com, where I head up the NFL and NFL draft content. So pretty easy to find.
Lance, where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at SidelineFB is my football account, so FB is in football, the SidelineView.com, and then Play the Draft, which was the first interactive stock market where you can buy and sell draft prospects, and obviously our numbers are going to be going up and down based on how guys perform at the combine, and I know all of you guys, a lot of you are already participating in our rating system to help determine where the stocks are for all of these players, but certainly every single guy on this podcast is invited to take part in that as well. So it's a fun little venture we're doing, and oh yeah, I do a little radio as well. So you can catch me in Houston in case you're ever in the market on 790.
And there you go, Jeff. All the places we can find you.
First off, I'm a fairly regular listener to Lance's program. I do live in Houston, and he does a fantastic job in the mornings. So keep up the good work there, Lance.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I am at realgm.com. It's nominally a basketball site, but I handle almost the entire football content. It's pretty easy to navigate there. You can find me there. I've also just started working with nflsfuture.com, and that's a wonderful up-and-coming site that I think you're going to see a lot of good young writers on that I'm proud to be affiliated with as well.
And Aaron, you mind wrapping us up?
Sure. You can find me at Aaron Aloysius at Twitter, which is easy if you can somehow spell it. And then you can also find me at draftbreakdown.com.
There you go. And I highly recommend following all these guys. Matt, Lance, Jeff, and Aaron all do phenomenal work. I know three of them personally. Jeff, I've never met you up close, but I had to do a ton of research beforehand. And I can vouch that all these guys can really evaluate. They all stick to their gut. They're not afraid to put themselves out there. And I can't tell you how much I respect these four guys, so make sure you check these guys out on Twitter and their links. That's all for this week. We'll have four more guys next week breaking down one of the hot topics at the NFL Combine. We'll post every Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock on the National Football Post. I want to thank you all for joining me.